And then I'm seeing this huge arrow. It's like an Indian arrow. And where the feathers would be are green colors of lights. And it's pointing straight ahead. There's a name coming through. I have no idea if this is first or last or whatever, but Franklin is the name. And then under that name, flat. It's flat. It's a heart, but it's under the name. I'm walking over it right now. There's an energy coming through, but it's going to take me a while to get there. This is a long time. Purple like my shirt. And then pink. The male energy just can't make out with that. It's bouncing all around. One's Isaac, one's Raphael, one's Matthias. Behold, I come forth to you at this time with great love and humbleness, and I am most thankful that you have called upon me this day, for that my words can be heard, and that these words will be heard around the world. For I am Isaac, and I come forth to you at this time from the energies of Raphael and from the triad of Matthias, for it is necessary for me to come forth in this manner. I pray that it does not confuse you. as there will be moments of silence, or the energies are rebounding. This is what is causing the echoing in your chamber. Bear with me, for I come forth with my message, and my words are to speak to those who are in question and in doubt as to the effectiveness of their life, and many have within them the questions and doubts of their being an actual creator. I smile at this, for the air you breathe cannot be seen either, but yet without it, your existence would be drawn quite short. Their words and their questions and their doubts are all heard by the Creator. And I say that all of them are quite appropriate questions. But the one in particular that I wish to address on this day is that of why the innocent must be brought down. Why the innocent and the good should die or become ill and diseased and to suffer. And I say to you that if it was within our powers, for there is a pull of good and evil upon this earth, that if it be within our powers, no such thing as suffering and death would exist. These are all thought forms that have been brought forth onto mankind by their own doing. And these negativities were upon the earth before the creation, and they must be dealt with throughout each lifetime. But those who are within the ether, those precious souls who love so dearly and so much, choose to come forth upon the earth and incarnate directly to help save other souls that have lived or are now presently living in darkness and what is termed in your manner as sin. These precious souls who have come forth, be it for a short-lived time or a long-lived time, have come forth to give of their physical sacrifice so that others can be saved. It is all part of the karma and of the causal body, and that being of cause and effect as it has been directed to you in prior channelings. And I wish to say to you that you must thank these souls, each one, for their blessed sacrifice. For if it was not for them, and for their blood, and for their honor, there would not be those who are in darkness to have their time of repentance and communion with God. It is only through sacrifice of the material plane that one can gain from the spiritual. And as I have said, each one of these souls had chosen this prior to their incarnation upon the earth. They are blessed and sanctified in their soul and in their communion with our Creator. And they are of the heavenly levels and are in actuality what is termed an angel unaware. This has been so since the beginning of time. This is what has saved this earth from destruction in prior times. For without these victim souls, you would not be here today. This is not of the Creator's doing, I assure you. It is not prompted in that manner, nor has it ever been. For there is not one tear that is shed, and not one prayer that is spoken that is not heard and felt by all those of the heavenly levels. We cry out for those of the victim souls, just as we cried out for our beloved Jesus, the one of Nazareth, who was crucified in the ultimate sacrifice of mankind's sins, but to love so deeply and give so freely of his physical body, and to give at that time with not the assuredness of why he was giving, only that he must. And at that time to fulfill the prophecies was what his journey here was for. This is the ultimate sacrifice, and any of you who are suffering and have fallen ill and have mourned your losses for your loved ones who are so dear and seen them suffer in their transition from life to death, or have seen young children go on before you, and you have cried out for your loss, do you not know that it is a loss that is felt around the earth and the universe, and the vibration has saved many? For all of you who have questioned this, know within your heart that that blessed soul is with the Creator, the embodiment of the I Am. And that blessed soul gave freely of their love and their life to save others upon this planet. It is sad to say that the longer they have suffered, the more souls were saved, and they themselves chose how long or how many. Still, even those within the angelic realm, knowing of the mysteries of life and death and the resurrections, knowing the mysteries of the incarnations, still we mourn the same as you, we rejoice the same as you. It causes us pain when we see you suffer, but we know why, and we accept this. For soon, I say to you, there will come a day when this will not be necessary any longer, and it is when there is a balance of good and evil upon the earth, and those of the earth, and all those humankind that are within the earth realm will be in unity. I pray this day is coming soon, as it has been said by Lord Michael, that the time, be it for the curse of time, it is growing shorter. Mankind must unify now. Stop this needless suffering and stop the needless diseases that are rampant upon the earth. For much worse can come of it, or through unity, much harmony can come of it. I bid you these words now. I sanctify them and bless them that they will reach every ear upon this earth, every heart who has cried out. And every soul that song has remained unsung. I say this to you with great love, for our love encompasses all the earth and radiates onto the universe.